Hey, I'm Brett Connors, host of Advantage Connors, an ongoing conversation between myself and my pops, tennis legend Jimmy Connors. Each week, we talk about the worlds of tennis, golf, gambling, and anything else that pops into our head. We love to interview athletes, comedians, and friends. Listen to new episodes every week on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's episode is sponsored by Olipop. No, it's not, but oh, wow, what's that sound? You thirsty? I am. Olipop. That's my commercial for them. You thirsty? I am. How about an Olipop? So many flavors like orange squeeze, creamsicle, grape, crisp apple, lemon lime, watermelon lime, cream soda. Shirley Temple. My wife and I love Olipop. I'm not sponsored by them. This is just a free ad because their sodas are better than real soda. I haven't had a real soda in probably 2 months, and boy, am I feeling it, dude. My skin glistening. My penis hard. What if any product came out with that as their advertisement? Dr. Pepper, baby. It made my dick hard. It is tasty as shit, though. It's a prebiotic soda, so I think everyone's looking to poo a little bit more, be a little bit more regular. I know I am. Raise your hand if you're looking to poo more. Raise your hand if you're looking to poo more consistently. Yep. I used to poo every day at 5:30. Didn't get out of bed till 6. Hit me. How are you? Haven't done a video ep in a while. I've been busy. I've been traveling. And it's just, it's tough. It's tough to get to the studio. But got a couple spots tonight at the Laugh Factory and the Comedy Store. I am dressed like an Olive Garden night manager. But, you know, sometimes dress for the job you want. I'm excited to announce a few things. Well, one of them I can't announce, but it's in the works. I was in Seattle 2 weeks ago filming episodes of a show that will be out soon. Ba-boom. Ba-boom. Does that give it away? I don't know. For a show with me and my characters very soon, and I can't wait to share it with you guys. Probably the next 2 weeks, I think I can share it. But it was a blast. I did an episode with one of my heroes. I don't even want to say too much more, but it's great, and I think you guys are going to love the show, and it's a lot of fun, and it's going to feel good. Like Olipop, every sip makes you feel a little bit better. Olipop. Olipop, it's time for soda. Trying to come up with a jingle for them like the Dr. Pepper Baby Girl did. Olipop, Olipop. Fuck, I don't know. Olipop. That's kind of good. Olipop. Yeah. Fuck, I don't know, man. Leave it to the pros. Seattle was a blast. Shout out. Went to opening day of the Mariners. Got our asses kicked, but whatever. We're 5 games into the season. There are people that are like, dude, trade this guy, sell the team, fucking smell my fingers. So, you know, that's baseball early on. There's 160 games left. But you want to start winning. You want to start developing a winning streak sooner than later. And I think we'll find that. We have too many good players. We have too much talent. And guys just got to find their rhythm, dude. But I did see my boy Cal Raleigh, the Big Dump. Shout out to the Big Dumper. He was shooting a product, I guess, commercials for Simply Seattle. They're dropping all this Big Dumper merch. Simply Seattle, where I get all my Seattle merch. Obviously, the Sonics hat that I always wear. And I know a lot of people are like, you always wear that hat. Do you have the same hat a bunch? Or do you just wear the same hat all the time? I have several of these. Shout out to Simply Seattle. And you know what? At first I was like, man, I should mix it up, but I'm getting recognized more and more, which is cool. Shout out to everybody who watches and supports all the bullshit, whether it's from my stand-up, dropping new best of stand-ups on my YouTube every week, Dr. Phil, Kill Tony, podcast appearances, whatever. You've just been following me for a while, TikTok, Instagram. People come to shows just straight up from TikTok clips, which is awesome, which is why I tell anybody, you know, look, at least if, you know, if you're 20 years into the game almost like I am, yeah, dude, you got to be a part of the content rotation and be putting stuff up and be making that a part of your thing. If, but also not too early. Like if I was, you only get to be new once and it's like, I don't know, what do you, for me, I'm putting up clips so people can, yeah, buy tickets to the shows and I'm trying to fill bigger venues. But if I'm not even on the road yet, I don't know. I don't know if I'm, I think I'm trying to get good and then start putting shit up. So I don't, everyone, I don't want to tell, everyone's journey is different. I wouldn't want to tell any young comic how to do it. I only know from my experience. But if I, you know, the clips weren't really a thing until post-COVID for me. And I was about, what, 13 years in at that point. So yeah, a good place to start showing people who you are and what you're doing. But also, I could have not and waited till like the last 3 years. So tomato, tomato, Ray Romano, you just got to go to the beat of your own drum. But it takes time to even figure out what that drum sounds like or how big the drum is. How about the people that are in drum circles? Where do they meet? Drumcircle.com? Fucking, are they all employees at the same dispensary? Do they all buy fentanyl from the same guy, lady? Where do they meet up? Just one of them just hit a fucking drum and they'll, it's time to go to the beach. Eli, grab your sticks. Who the fuck was that? Was that a Jamaican guy? Dude, you know what show I'm really into right now? Age of Attraction. My wife got me into it. There's so many reality dating shows, but this one is great. Because you've got people from all walks of life. Old, young, fat, black, thin, Jew. And there's a big age gap between a handful of the competitors. And they'll meet, they'll hang, they'll fuck, they'll hot tub it up, they'll make out, they'll suck each other off. They're doing it all. And then once they find a nice little rapport and connection, they reveal to each other their ages. And it's always great because without fail, they can't tell. You can tell. But not always. The people that the casting did a good job where everyone looks like ambiguously young or old. There's a few gals on the show where you're like, yeah, she's younger. And there's a few guys where you're like, he's older. But you don't know how old, you don't know how young. And that's why you watch. So there's a guy and a gal. And he's like, you know, Lindsay, it's an Italian guy. Lindsay, it's been a great couple days getting to know you. And I just want to say from the bottom of my heart that I enjoy every piece of the conversations we've had. I enjoy the way that you talk to me, that you look me in the eyes with your eye contact, and I appreciate everything that you are and who you is. Now, I feel like it's only fair and respectful at this juncture of the getting to know you process that I tell you how old I am. So buckle your seatbelt. Hold on to your butts. I'm 67 years old. There it is. And she's like, wow, thank you for sharing. Thank you so much. Well, I appreciate your honesty and also have loved getting to know you, Robert. It's been, most of the guys I go for are little, they're bad boys, you know, and you're refined and responsible and mature and your beard is, you have a beard and your clothes fit your body and I love that. And you don't have a drinking problem, I don't think. So here we go. I'm gonna put my cards on the table. I am 6 years old, so I hope that's not an issue. Need to ask my parents if I can sleep over, but I am 6. And the guys are such pervs that he's still like, you know, I thought you were 8, so this is not as bad as I thought it could be. You are very mature and responsible, Lindsay. So, you know, if that's not a good trailer for the show or an advertisement for it. Advertisement? I heard somebody say that the other day. I almost punched him in the face. Advertisement. Don't go out of your way to say the word wrong, man. Hey. Don't go out of your way to say the word wrong. Let's see. What else do I want to talk about? Seattle was great. Then I went to Columbus, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh. My, oh, my. Great shows. Sold out. Packed. the Who Is Me Theater Tour, on sale and in effect. Come on out, AdamRayComedy.com. Where are we coming up? Oh, I don't know. St. Louis on April 17th. Sold out. Denver, Paramount. We did two Dr. Phil's there. Now I'm coming back with me. April 18th. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. About 100 tickets left. And then shit, April 29th, Albany, New York at Troy Savings Hall. April 30th in Peekskill, New York. We just added that. And then May 1st at Town Hall in New York City, right in the heart of Manhattan. Can't wait. May 16th, Napa. May 28th, Austin. Randolph Davies, two shows at the Comedy Mothership. I think they're sold out. But all these are at AdamRayComedy.com. And then we got Australia coming up, Eugene, Oregon. And at the end of April, in about 3 weeks, I'm going to announce the fall tour, continuation of the Who Is Me tour. The fall tour up until I'll shoot my special in, I believe, October in Chicago. So stay tuned. TBD, TMI, HPV, AdamRayComedy.com for all those dates. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. March always makes me think about the women in my life, my mom, my wife, my dogs. You know what? It's tough to balance work, family, and still find time to make sure that you're not losing your mind and having cereal for dinner every night. Now I look at my friends, my wife, and well, they're juggling careers, relationships, families, expectations, and somehow still showing up for everyone else. And I think sometimes we all forget that the strong ones need support too. We all carry stress, pressure, and we're signing up for roles we didn't exactly think were going to be the roles we signed up for. Therapy can be a really helpful way to sort through it, and BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist and matches you based on what you're looking for. If it's not the right fit, you can switch at any time, which makes the whole process feel a lot less intimidating. So, if you want to take care of yourself and look out for yourself and be the best version of yourself, your emotional well-being matters. Find support and feel lighter in therapy. Sign up right now and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/aboutlastnight. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/aboutlastnight. Columbus was awesome. Cleveland was awesome. We did a proposal in Pittsburgh. You know, I get hit up for these proposals more often than you would think. And this one was, man, a special one because, you know, I go into the crowd. I do some Dr. Phil couples therapy, which is always fun. Gives people a little bit of some of the Phil experience. Going into the crowd for a theater is just awesome. Did it a lot as Phil, but going in as me is really cool. And we got this couple, Jennifer and Chad, and she had no clue. And, you know, I always hit about five or six couples before I do the actual couple that I know where they're sitting to bring them up. And Chad, you know, I do this thing, word association, and Chad goes first. Then Jennifer's going. I have her close her eyes. She turns back to check on her boyfriend, Chad, who's on his knee. And she turns and sees him and then turns back. And I'm like, fuck, she knows. So I kind of grabbed the small of her neck and I was like, don't you fucking move, bitch. And she told me afterwards that he has diabetes. The guy's in fucking amazing shape. So diabetes can come after anybody. It does not discriminate. Guy's in amazing shape. Doesn't drink. Only smokes weed. Maybe it was weed diabetes. I don't know. Great band name. So she goes, I was checking on him because I thought, oh, he's kneeling. Maybe his blood sugar's dropping. We got to wrap this up. So I'm like, fuck, phew. She didn't know. I step away. He proposes, hold the mic to his mouth. She fucking cries. It was beautiful, dude. I mean, it was truly, truly beautiful. I think we actually have the whole moment. We should, let's cut to it. Say this for me. Tonight has been an interesting night.
Tonight has been an interesting night.
I've laughed a lot.
I've laughed a lot.
I've turned the crowd against me.
Turned the crowd against me.
But I think they're also on my side.
But I think they're also on my side.
Because life is fun.
Because life is fun.
Life is beautiful.
Life is beautiful.
And I can't wait to see what happens next.
And I can't wait to see what happens next.
Keep it going for Jennifer, everybody.
Steady, you keep my thoughts where they need to be, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Will you marry me?
She said yes! Make some fucking noise! Roger! Make some fucking noise for Jennifer and Chad, everybody! Come on! Come on, Pittsburgh! Unbelievable. One more time for Jennifer and Chad, the new happy couple. They're going to get married at the Chipotle down the street in 2045. Beautiful, right? Beautiful. crying, tears, everyone's going nuts. The crowd gets nuts. We take some pictures. After the show, I'm in the meet and greet talking to them. And I've heard at this point that there's a gentleman, when the show ends, you know, people stood up. I got a little standing O. It felt nice. It was great. The show was awesome. One of my favorite shows in a while in Munhall, Pennsylvania, which is Pittsburgh, like 15 minutes from the city. Shout out. Awesome, awesome room, awesome show. People stood up. One of the crowd members stood up and he passed out. Big dude, apparently. And apparently he was drinking a lot, had some Adderall, had some gummies. Now, look, I don't want to put this guy on blast, but I heard through the grapevine, through some of his buddies, that he loves to drink and a little bit too much. Now, look, we all do, okay? And I'm going to get to that story in a minute about me in Vegas passing out recently and how it's kind of changed my life 2 weeks ago. But this guy passed out, was foaming at the mouth, did not have a pulse for a bit. Everyone's screaming. His wife's screaming. Friends are screaming. CPR, CPR. This guy's CPR. No one stood up to the plate. No one knew CPR except for Jennifer, the girl who just got fucking proposed to. She saved a life and took one, as Chad said. I'm not going to take that joke. Chad, the guy who proposed, said, she saved a life and then took mine up top. And I was like, wild. She brought the guy back to life. They took him to the hospital. Paramedics came. ENT came. I got the number of his buddy. Then I got the number of the guy. And I sent him a get well video. And going to send him a bunch of merch and all that. But I sent him a video that was like, dude, I heard you passed out. So glad you're okay. He's got two kids apparently. I go, you got a second chance, man. Time to fucking clean it up. What more of a wake-up call do you need? Life is short, dude. You get one shot at this. You're at a comedy show. I appreciate that. He was, you know, so much to enjoy in life. And there are so many things to take you out at this point, man. So you got to do what you can to take care of yourself. And I included in this video a little testimony of my own that I had in Vegas a few weeks ago. Did the Wynn Casino. First time doing a theater in Vegas. Awesome. Maybe 50 tickets shy of a sellout. 1,350 people packed in the Encore Theater at the Wynn. It was awesome. One of my favorite shows I've ever done. Vegas crowds were awesome. People came to the show to see me. People made weekend trips to Vegas to see me at the Wynn. Awesome. My best bud, Adam French, shout out. I was best man at his wedding. He was best man at mine. He comes down with this group from Seattle for the last like 25 years to do March Madness, to do a Vegas March Madness hang. It coincided over my stand-up weekend. Awesome. We go out Friday, do the show, party it up. Shout out to my boy Kurt, who hooked up, you know, going to Delilah and all this fun stuff. And it's great. Next day, we're like, we'll do a pool day. Then we'll go get dinner. Santino, my boy, Andrew Santino, which, by the way, Santino and I are doing a live show at the Comedy Store May 21st in the main room. Tickets on sale, adamraycomedy.com. Actually, thecomedystore.com. Santino and Ray, May 21st, 8 p.m., main room. It's for a Netflix taping. Awesome. Go get those tickets. It's going to be awesome. Some surprises in store. Santino's at the Wynn on Saturday. I'm like, cool, I'll pop in. He wanted me to come at the end of his show and mess around on stage and have some fun. We're buds. We've been buds for almost 30 years, 20 years. And so we're at the pool, and we get down there about 11:30. I have a coffee, not much water. In fact, no water. I, like many of us, forget to drink water a lot. I'll have sips here and there, drink a bottle. If it's the only thing that's around, I'm usually going coffee, Sprite, something else. So I go coffee, no water. Then I go, it's time to drink. Let's have some fun. Everyone's having a beer. I get a margarita, down it. Get into the pool for 5 to 6 hours. Just sitting there. Not totally in the sun, shaded. But the sun's there. You're feeling it. Somebody comes by, goes, you guys want pina coladas? One of the bartender waiter guys was at the show. Big fan. Just kept hooking us up with pina coladas. Sounded fun. Probably drank 4 or 5 of those. Then I go to my buddy Dale. I go, Dale, you know what? I'm just chilling tonight. Give me the gummies. I'm going to take half of the 5, so 2.5, which is kind of my max. I know, you know, I smoke pot. My buddy Dale goes, you're a stoner. Take the whole 5. I go, 2.5 is I don't like to be fucked up, man. I still like to just have a little buzz and be coherent and be able to add to the hang and the conversation. So Dale persuades me and pressures me and goes, just take all 5. I go, fuck it. I take it. Apparently, it was 15. That's too much for me. I know there's people that are like, I do 80. There was a guy at my show in South Carolina that said he was on 130 milligrams. I go, dude, did you think I was like a fucking Capri Sun up there? He's like, to be honest with you, I hope you had a good time. I don't remember anything. But It was too much. I got a little high, and then all of a sudden I came back down. So I go, I think I got over the mountain, you know? I get out of the pool. We're going to watch a little bit of the game, kick it in the cabana that we had. And then I see a girl walking around that says pool massage on her shirt. I go, awesome. $100 for 30 minutes. I go, my shoulders and neck are so jacked up, and I would love to just, you know, ride a little bit of this buzz and get a massage. So she comes into the cabana, get a little chair massage. 15 minutes into the 30 minutes, I start feeling nauseous. Like real nauseous, like 0 to 60 in a heartbeat, to where I'm like, I gotta puke. Now I gotta figure out how to politely stand up and exit this massage and tell her that I'm good, it's not you, it's me, and I just gotta bounce and go puke. And it's coming on quick, to where I'm like, I don't even know if I'm gonna make it, I might puke right here. I start feeling real nauseous, getting nauseous even thinking about this. I start to push myself off the chair, and I open my eyes, and I remember opening my eyes and it being, and by the way, the last 15 minutes, my wife, my buddies are behind me chatting. I'm screaming through the massage chair, you know, participating in the conversation. And now I open my eyes and it's so bright. Like I've never, like almost like I was staring into the sun. I couldn't see. So I'm like, oh man, I'm way more fucked up than I thought. I try to push myself up. I can't. I'm like real like tingly and lightheaded. And then I push myself up and I go, she goes, oop, are you okay? And I go, yeah, I just, and in my head, I'm like trying to figure out how to tell her I have to puke and I have to go. And I go, yeah, I just, and that's the last thing I remember. And then I wake up on the ground to faint screams. Hey, wake up. Adam, do you know where you are? Do Adam, 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 wake up, babe, babe. My wife's crying. My buddies are screaming. There's a shirtless Indian man with big Pakistani titties jiggling in front of me who was across the pool, the only guy with any sort of medical experience going, do you know who you are? Say your name. Do you know who you are? And I was like, and you know how you try to wake yourself up from a bad dream sometimes? You try to like really will your eyes open. And like, I was trying to do that, but I couldn't do it for about 10 to 15 seconds. Apparently I was out for almost a minute, which is bad news bears. You can get like brain damage and things can get south. Things can go south real quick if you're asleep, if you're passed out for longer than a minute. So really faint, very like far away, but I can see a little bit. It was almost like I awoke just enough, like a cruel trick from the man upstairs that was like, oh man, you're dying, but I'm going to let you just kind of hear the voices of the people that matter to you most as they fucking terrifyingly watch this happen to you. So I thought I was dying. Truly accepted it. Was aware enough to go like, I could hear the screams. I couldn't, though, wake myself up to know what was going on, but I was awake enough to know, which is weird. I was able to separate enough and go, oh, something's bad is happening to me, and I can't do anything about it, and I just have to listen to people freak out, my wife especially. Pretty awful. Pretty awful. Just screaming, and babe, do you know where you are? And my wife's crying, And I just, where are you, whatever, you know, and Adam, hey, Ray, my buddy's like, Ray, wake up. And I just couldn't. I couldn't get my eyes open. So I thought, I don't know if I hit my head and I was bleeding out. I just knew something was wrong and I couldn't do anything about it. Helpless. That's the word I'm looking for. 15, 20 seconds go by. I get myself to just wake up and get my bearings and look at people and see people and go, all right. And then, where are you? And I go, I'm at the Wynn. How much do you weigh? Hey, none of your fucking business, dude. I'm having a me week. No, he didn't say that. My wife's looking at me. She's crying. And then they slowly start to see me. My eyes are open. I had gotten up out of the massage chair and then apparently fallen back into her arms. And she was like, guys. And they thought I was joking at first. Amanda thought I was joking, my wife. And she ran around and she says, which, you know, she hates to relive. She was crying probably for a good week after every time she brought it up. She would just start crying in certain times just while we were lying in bed because she just, you know, it was, as she says, the worst day of her life because she saw my eyes roll in the back of my head. So she thought I was having a stroke or I just, something. And the masseuse, like I went limp and I was in her arms and then they laid me down to the ground. So, I mean, yeah, I can't imagine. If somebody's eyes roll in the back of their head and they're out, like, yeah, what do you expect the worst? You anticipate, you think the worst. And I didn't wake up for almost, you know, 45 seconds. So terrifying. Woke up, you know, then a guy comes over. We got a 43-year-old male passed out from a massage. I go, hey, keep your voice down, buddy. I'm trying to maintain some level of coolness here. I just did a show at the casino we're at. People are walking by. They brought over the EMT. They did the vitals. They go, we need you to sign something. We can take you to the hospital, but if you don't want to go, sign this. If something happens to you, we tried. So we canceled the plans for the night. Everybody understood. French and my buddies just drank whiskey and watched The Departed or Schindler's List, something. And I have been taking it easy since. I haven't smoked weed since. I've had one, maybe two drinks since. At the Mariners opening day, I had to. Dave Matthews and his boy and his buddy Brian, who all have become sweet, sweet chums, were hanging out with us at the Mariner game, and it was the most fun, and I was not going to not have a cocktail with my hero. So, but I've drank more water in the last 2 weeks than I've ever had in my entire life. I had five before I came to this podcast. I'll probably have three more at the comedy club. But man, this is what I was relaying to the gentleman who passed out on my Pittsburgh show. We ain't invincible, baby. I'm 43. How many times have I done that in a pool where I've drank and smoked and sat in the sun and gone no water for a long time and just been like, I'll have a water at dinner or something. Or so scary, dude. And, you know, look, again, I'm not going to not ever smoke or drink again, but I'm definitely, so many times this week where I was like, I'd love to just take a puff and then chill out after my, you know, long day and just enjoy my life. I'm just not doing that. And I think there's a real shift has happened. And we'll see if it makes me even more productive. I feel like I'm pretty on top of my shit, but it has made me a little cleaner and a little clearer in the way I do things and the way I'm, you know, operating and thinking and talking. And it's also made me feel a little more mortal. So I'm not on edge, but just trying to be a little bit more present with everything and think things through. And when I'm driving too, it's just like, man, that was, and I don't have flashbacks to it, which is really scary. Cause it's just like, again, I have flashbacks to waking up and thinking I was dying and I couldn't do anything about it. So I'll never forget that. So that is tonight's Doritos story of the night. So be good to yourself. You get one shot at this. Have your fun, obviously. I ain't saying, you know, reel it in. But again, to this gentleman who passed out, I don't want to say his name, but you know who you are. You tried to pass it off to me. I sent you a message. I sent you the video, a funny video, a fun video. Also trying to be like, hey, man, let's be on this journey together. You got a second chance. You got a fam. You got to treat your body with respect. You're not doing that. He tried to pass off to me that it was low blood sugar. And his buddy told me he was embarrassed and that he didn't want to make a big deal out of it. Dude, you got to make a big deal out of it. You passed out in public. You foamed at the mouth. You died. And a stranger brought you back to life. You can't go back to what you were doing or that's going to happen again, man. So I hope you see this, and I hope you take that seriously. I know I'm taking my shit seriously. Yeah, man. Whether I have kids or not, you know, I want to be around as long as possible. Which, by the way, a buddy of mine the other day told me, man, I ain't trying to raise kids in this world. All these teachers out there trying to fuck these kids. What if a teacher has to fuck your kid, man? I'm like, well, I don't think they're fucking all the kids. But, yeah, also, you know, no offense, but you know, you've got quite a few cavities and, you know, knuckle hair on your hands. Don't think you will be producing a fuckable child. But, hey, anything's possible, as Kevin Garnett says. I do like there's another teacher that just got busted. The mugshots for these teachers that get caught are always so hilarious because they don't show any remorse. Like, they're always just like, yeah, so jealous. Kids, I never remember kids being that cool when I was, a cool kid was like smoking cigarettes or like wore a leather jacket or like his dad's tie, like not like, dude, Jesse Mose fucked the principal. We didn't have any of those kids. We had kids that were fucking early on for sure. Seventh grade, I think, is the first time I heard of people getting slippery and I couldn't even wrap my head around it. I was like, I thought we were still all trying to just see boobs. You guys are fucking, you're fucking, what? Yeah. So, take care of yourself. That's the message. Crazy. But man, that proposal was sweet, dude. What a crazy, memorable night for her. Gets engaged propose to and then save somebody's life. Wild. Got to talk about my boy Alex Young. So, not to have this be a super somber episode, but, you know, if you follow anything in comedy, there was the passing of a very funny kid named Alex Young, Comedy Store employee, I believe paid regular. And he got a rare form of eye cancer that that just was too much, man. And he passed last, I think on Sunday or Monday, or maybe Tuesday. Doesn't fucking matter. He's not here anymore. And it's a big bummer, dude. And, you know, not a household name, not somebody everybody knows, but I've seen more love and posts about him, you know, than I've seen for someone that, you know, it's a lifestyle that can be grueling and aggressively tumultuous to where sometimes people take their own lives. But, and that's not understandable. I mean, fuck, dude. It is, the highs and lows of this world are not wished upon anyone. You know, every comedian has felt down and up in the same day, the same moment, like more so than I think most jobs. Everyone feels it because it's part of being a human, but the uncertainty and the roller coaster and the it's just common, man, it's wild. But there's some really awesome things to be had in it too if you are all about it, which Alex was. And most people that I know that are doing this are all about it. And it's why it's such a tight-knit, rare community of misfit toys, you know, because people really, what a thing, just like, well, tonight I'm just going to go on stage twice in front and talk and try to entertain people. And like, I've been doing that for now almost 20 years. And the gigs, I think about all the crap gigs and the things and the what I've put up with and the traveling and the, all for a few minutes to get this or to do this, or there's an opportunity to do this, or waiting for open mics at the Comedy Store for 4 hours and then not getting up, but then being like, all right, I got to hang, so at least I'm not wasting the night, and then going home and deciding maybe I should quit because what a waste of time. And you just, it's, there's no rule book for it either. You just got to do it. And Alex was super funny and super kind and a dad and a husband and just a bright light, always smiling. And it's a fucking bummer, man. Just too young, 42, I think. And eye cancer I think I had heard a bunch of things. I heard he was in remission. I heard his like scans recently were great. And then he just, you know, as the body does sometimes, man, it just throws a curveball at you and you're not even, you're not ready. And man, so sad. So sad. It's another way to put it, man. You know, I know people die every day, and I know, there's so many ways to get taken out in this world, and just not fucking fair, man. I'm sure there's hundreds of thousands to millions of people that can say that about so many people they know. Not fair that this person passed. And even when people take their own lives, it's not fair, you know. And you feel, you're like, I fucking hate that person even felt that sad to do that. But man, Alex was, I mean, it's just sad. So another, hopefully another reminder, all you can do is celebrate people when they make their exit and use their, their life as an example and a reminder that you gotta fucking take care of yourself, live it up, and be kind to people, man, because you never know when the script could flip. I try to remind that at myself every day. Doesn't mean I don't get stressed out and bummed out and down in the dumps, but you know, what are you really complaining about? Unless you're one of the Kardashians that like nobody cares about, like then I don't understand why you're complaining, because you're like, where's my fucking perfume deal? Where's my face mask or my butt filler, my clit jeans or my butt plug, you know? So those complaints justified. There's gotta be a lost Kardashian that is just waiting in the wings. Maybe it'll be one of the kids. Maybe it'll be Kanye's kid that just comes out and is fucking wild. All right. April Fool's. We're recording this on April Fool's. Shout out to everyone who did an April Fool's bit. Shout out to everyone who got an April Fool's bit done on them. I got to go do my spots, but I love a good April Fool's. So let me just prank call. I used to love prank calls as a kid. So I'm going to prank call a Thai restaurant that I order from a lot. And we'll just go from there. Let's see, who should I prank call him as? I'll do Dr. Phil.
Thank you for calling Love Organic Cafe.
Oh, that's not gonna work. And I'll see, I'll do Joe Biden. Here we go. And happy holidays, AdamRayComedy.com for all my tickets and tour dates. Come out and see me. New merch. We dropped new merch, by the way. AdamRayComedy.com. Amazing merch. Please go to my website, buy it.
Can I hear you?
Yeah, hey, Joe Biden here. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing. Come on. We're doing it. We're really doing it, Red Band. I'd like to order some food.
Okay,
have to
give me one moment, okay?
Well, I don't got a moment. I'm 87 years old.
So, can I get...
Am I naked?
Go ahead. Oh. No, I mean your phone number.
Oh, 5-5. I don't know. I'm calling from a payphone next to a KFC rub and tug.
I'm sorry? What are you calling for? I couldn't hear you very well.
206. 555. 555. 2522.
2522.
Yeah. Come
on.
And
your name?
Joe Biden. Joseph R. Biden.
Okay, what can I get for you today?
Chicken pad thai.
Chicken pad thai, anything else?
Yeah, beef stew.
I'm sorry?
What do you got?
Chicken pad thai.
What else? Who just shit my pants? Come on.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I couldn't hear you very well.
Do you have chicken fried rice?
Chicken fried rice, okay.
Any sort of noodle, any sort of garlic, any sort of noodle. Come on, what do we got noodles?
Yeah, chicken fried rice, chicken pad thai, anything else?
Who'd you vote for?
I'm sorry?
Who'd you vote? Under my administration, we had the first black little mermaid.
Okay, anything else?
Why, can I count on your vote? Actually, maybe I should get some wonton soup for Jill. Every time I try to go down on her, she always says, not until I have my soup.
Wonton soup? Okay.
All right, I'm gonna call you back and come pick this up, okay? I gotta go. Dr. Pimple Popper's on.
Okay, when you're ready, just calling back, okay?
All right, I love you.
Happy April Fool's, everybody.